Well, that's clear.
This is November 1st, 1988, and 9:26 a.m. This is just read today's document.
I'm a little sorry it's not on the tape. What did you want to discuss? I'm not going to give you any answers, since these ones have not been informed. I would talk about earthquakes. This is what Trolltech, Corton, Simyasi, you name them. This is what they need. They need you ones to be alert. Everything relates to everything. Take particulate matter in your atmosphere from obvious volcanic eruptions. You once figured that out just by looking at the moon and the sun. I told you it was in the Ring of Fire. What else should that have told you? One, activity in the Ring of Fire. Probable earthquake somewhere soon, if not volcanic eruption elsewhere, the plates rotating. Probable heavy earthquakes in the outback region of Australia, because that is the most active. Followed by earthquakes in your Aleutian Islands and off Japan and California. You had less than 2 weeks ago a whole series of tremors in your Gorman area, which is right over your hill. That was us. Not shoring up, but relieving the pressure. They were very slight, and they came forth and told you they were aftershocks. You can accept that or not. Doesn't matter. All you have to do is look at a swinging lamp or put yourself a pendulum into the ceiling on a pretty cord and put a nice pretty crystal at the end of it so that it doesn't look like hell when somebody walks in the room and you look like a weird duck. Measure the length of the cord. See how far it swings. Just eyeball it. If it is an earthquake, you will get two responses. You will get an abrupt vibration in your pendulum and then a constant swinging. If it is a rolling earthquake, you will get just swinging motion that will go on for quite a while. If it is an earth sonic report, you will get hardly any motion in your pendulum. And then just listen to the news. If you get a lot of motion in your pendulum, you're going to hear that you had an earthquake. Remember how much it swung. Put that in your brain. When they tell you it was a 3.4, then you have some idea when you see a swinging lamp fixture approximately how strong that quake was. Then you start paying attention to see where the epicenter if it is in LA, you've got a real problem if you've got approximately a 4 in this area. If it comes from Nevada, you have either just experienced a strong detonation or a real earthquake if it impacts at a 4 level in this area. Don't ask me anymore to tell you about a 5-point earthquake somewhere. Come after you have all paid attention to it. I don't care if every one of you at that point calls in Trolltech briefly. He's standing by to come through the minute any of that registers on his monitors. The minute there is something to do with communication system, especially worldwide or in this area unusual things, interference, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, usually reported out of Edwards Air Force Base. You'll know of it. And Court Tom wants instant response. He may or may not have anything to say to you, but he will be monitoring your thought waves to see what you are picking up, even if you forget to call him in. And Sim Yossi has to put the Pleiades fleet at alert. Sim Yossi has taken my place as Commander Hatton as far as alerting fleet. And if that is a pre-shock, and the epicenter is in L.A., and you have a 10-point earthquake, we have to stand by for evacuation. That means everyone at alert, clear of mind, no partying. And I look and I'm pleased. I'm not losing one of you. This is what you came for, and you know it. And you for a while are going to perceive that you are in irrational boot camp. Why should you pay attention to Cesar Chavez and an earthquake off the Aleutian Islands? This is why. You have the entire pattern of universal activity right here in your news, as little as it is, every day. I'm sorry, you have to watch. You can measure the progress of the dark energies by what they do on Halloween. It's gotten to be one of your major, major holidays in the United States of America. And it's not cute for the little kids to run around in their skeleton suits. It's all right until we break the bond and the chain of events, because they don't know. It's just fun, go frighten. Guess who it frightens the most? It's devil worship, brothers. They use every tool there is in their gaining. And the day they make it a national three-day holiday, quiver in your boots. You can measure your time left by these happenings as surely as you can believe Hatton, and more accurately, for I am not allowed to tell you. I'm only allowed you this kind of a lesson. And I don't give it a minute. I love you dearly. And I know you didn't know. But how can you get on alert for an earthquake response if you don't even hear the report? And if you don't hear it, you should feel it. Even a sonic earthquake will be felt in Europe. A sonic quake is usually us doing something. We will be casting a beam, for instance, or we will be traveling at great speeds. You will get a different kind of a response in the vibration field. I don't expect you to be able to pick up the difference in that and some of the other impacts, but it will be usually much sharper. You will get a full energy impact to your system, but you will not get much earth motion from it. It would be abrupt.
Is it
you for balancing?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were asking me just to describe the term.
I was, but I'm going to second stage in my...
It's used for many things. If we are traveling rapidly, for instance, very often you will have earthquakes reported where they think they'll say that they're practicing the bombing or their power shooting from the Marine base. That's us out there tuning your San Onofre. And every now and then it will hit the news. And there'll be all this blathering talk about, well, they never found the cause of this and that and the other. And the next day you will never hear of it again. Period. Stricken from the news. This is another good way to know. They will report something just as they read it off their little document while they're making cutesy little things about your weather. And that will pass right on by as if it is of no importance whatsoever. They will report 150 megaton explosion detonated by you ones under your desert in Nevada, the same as they will report a 1.0 earth tremor, with no more attention to it than that. Now, if you have the same size earthquake, which would equate to a 5 or 6 point earthquake, in Los Angeles, you might get some attention for a day. And if there's damage, maybe 2. And if there's severe damage, maybe a week. But not from a hydrogen detonation in Nevada. Most of it will never even come to your attention, and it will never, even if it is a 150 megaton explosion, never will it even reach your East Coast. But these are the things that pertain to you and this area in extreme importance. Not just a little interest. This tells you what's going on.
How far are earthquakes through?
Depends on the severity. I cannot answer it, Darlene, because it depends on the speed of the craft, on the shooting of the beams. Great, great distances. In some instances, when any impact as low as the frequency of this morning, no matter from what its source, unless it is an extended response from a major earthquake at some distance, I cannot give you specifics.
What about like a sonic boom when the shuttle comes in and it goes boom, boom? How far is that heard? Do you hear that in New York?
No.
This
area.
But even that, depending on where you pick up the beam or the electronic response from the craft, when it would make your boom, depends on where it is in the atmosphere, at what altitude, as to how far it would travel. But when you are picking up the report here, in Tehachapi, surprisingly enough, and I don't expect any ones of you to understand this one, but there are two things that happen. As it hits about the area of your coast, and it depends on whether it hits that frequency offshore, onshore. These are very, very technical things that you don't need to concern yourself with this day. At some point, you will, but not today. You hear it in Tehachapi about the time it hits your coast. It is a full minute and a half before you hear it at Edwards Air Force Field, where it lands. And how far is Edwards from here? Anyone? It's in your dooryard. So two things happen. You're picking up the report here because of altitude changes. It is lower as you get out to Edwards in altitude. It is a different density of atmosphere in the desert. And by the time it comes back to you on your television, sound has gone there and returned, which does take some instant of time. And all of these things balanced will eventually give you the total calculation and total reason and mathematics. But that is certainly something you don't need to know. So don't clutter up your mind with it, other than just of interest. And some in the group have a tendency to hang on to these silly little things and want to figure them out. Don't waste your time. Don't reinvent what is unimportant. When a swinging lamp or a pendulum crystal will work. Just that and paying attention to what comes back to you gives you all you need to know. And the reason you need to know it is when you recognize that it is an earthquake, you stand by for Soltec, or me, or Corton, or someone. It doesn't depend, it just depends really. If we have accepted receivers, probably we will not clutter Dorma's mind with it. But you have a backup system this way. Corton will come in instantly because of the need for communication amongst the spacecraft, whether or not to stand by, alert, for evacuation. Pay attention now, all brothers, everywhere, we've got a problem. Are we going to have to feed these ones? Somebody needs to be nudged, if it's a big one in LA, to get your ass to the store. That's why you keep cash. And a lot of it, after you get some. But that's why we're going through this now. You will have some. You cannot store fresh things. And there will be a tremendous run on the store. So you have a head start. If you have decided that you have had a major earthquake in LA, you get ready. And then you listen to the news and you be the first to the market, not the last. And that's when you stock on fresh milk, fresh eggs, fresh butter, if that's what you want, fresh bread, because you should by then have flour stored and yeast so you can make bread. But there will be much confusion the first few days, so get bread. The children will have to eat sandwiches and things. And fresh produce. You will want to get things like squashes and cabbages, carrots, things that will last if just kept cool for a long period of time. Onions. Onions have some elements in them you cannot get from anything else. And you're going to learn to like garlic in all manner of forms, including the smell of it. It will save your necks. A tremendous medicinal product. But it won't keep in the amounts that you use it. So gather it up. Gather up your parsley. And then you'll want to gather up some fresh vegetables that just make your soups good. And you see, ultimately you will have a good dehydrating plant in this town. And you will all be stopped. You will keep your deep freezers pretty much filled with meats and poultry and things like that. But don't overdo it to the extent that it will not keep. If your power goes off, if you are really tending of your deep freezers, by the time it melts completely, you are into your third week. If you're careful. These things are going to happen, brothers. They really are. And the more prepared we are, the only way we're going to handle it. And this was a dream. I'm not going to tell you whether it's real or perpetrated. I think it's made its point better than anything I can tell you. That was the reason for an earthquake drill in May. And I'm sorry, Rick. You see, the ones in Sedona do not understand the importance of it, or you would have been here. They would have gone to hell and back to get you here. Because their lifeline depends on here at this point, and brother, you know it. And they don't want to face it. And I don't know whether to send this tape over there to shake their teeth or not. Sananda's perfectly capable of it, but there's so much confusion and pain that they're doing what you tend to do, and that's sit and feel sorry. And let's work this little thing out. Let's be. Let's go meditate. Yes, there is a place. But confound it, you don't do anything if all you do is meditate. And then you come back with total confusion. Maybe a little more peace in your heart, but you have not come to a peace in the heart place. Go to Sedona if you want peace in your heart. And I use that term just loosely, simply because it's there. It doesn't mean anything. Man has assumed he has no responsibility except unto himself, and there are thousands of teachers on your place telling man that while you go down. This is not to blame, but the Satya Sai Babas will tell you, don't worry about it. If you're clear in your own space. But Satya Sai Baba is in India, where these ones have no concept of any of this. They are not interested, period, in saving your world. If I ask them to stand by and let me land my ship, there they will. And many of our brothers, many of yours, study the teachers of the Far East, because that's where it's at. You're going to have hundreds of thousands and millions of people facing the East on their knees, being I am, while the world goes down the tubes for lack of action. But that is what they're destined to do. That is why Satya Sai Baba is there and not here teaching you. All he is interested in is helping these poor, innocent souls searching to make their transition, or that's all they intend to do. If they are in that place, in those prayer halls, that is all they intend to do. They are trying to come to grips with their divinity to make this transition. They're sick of it here anyway. They're killing each other over it in order to make transitions now. They don't have any fear like you once do. For a moment, they fear the death experience, what brings the death. That's why they're very happy to blow up instead of have cancer today. Neither do they want to suffer, but they're pretty damn sure there is a hereafter, and they progress. And if they do something they perceive in the name of their God, they know in their heart they're going to a high level. So they don't mind going. They don't like it here anyway. That's why it's got to come out of the new world. Am I too hard?
No.
Thank you.
No.
I don't want to alienate you. And believe me, this sort of talk does. Some cannot handle it. The energy will flow like wine today. It will be incredible.
It's been flowing like wine for 2 days.
you want the coming balance. And you're having to do it rapidly. We can't take another year to bring each up. You've been worked on all year, whether you realize it or not. All of this is coming into your knowledge. You know it. Every last bit of it, you know. This is what we do at night. Now we're going to bring it out, and you're going to see that by piecing pieces together, yeah, I may confirm it. I may not. Maybe you have to go to Soul Tech to get it confirmed or Semyasi. I'm going to require, you see, that you once get off your duff and quit feeling inadequate, for that's what it is. I don't feel ready yet. I just don't feel ready yet. And if you don't feel ready yet, fine. But at some point, if you're not ready yet, you better get ready. Or you will never be ready, do you see? And you're afraid that maybe you'll look silly, or sound silly, or whatever. Daylene will not speak because she's afraid that Udli will sound silly coming out of her mouth. Udli sounds just exactly like me coming out of her mouth. We're from the same place. When we speak, we use the same intonations, therefore our accent is exactly alike. Just a little bit of difference in the tone because of the voices expressing it. You will find the enunciation and what you would call the accent almost identical if you measure one against another. And now I've just scared Daylene to death. Now she's afraid, what if she doesn't sound exactly like this mouth? I don't care what you sound like. Nobody in this room cares what you sound like. We honor you for making the effort of just communication. But I'm not going to push you into that now. Sometime when we're just sitting, yes, we'll try it. All those energies are impacted in your heads until you can't squeeze another one in. And you all feel of it, and I want you to feel of it. I want you to go in there and feel of it. So that when you feel this way, you know they're there. And it's hard to miss them these days. They're not anywhere else. They go and do their duty, and then they take up their stations again. Because this is a place. And I don't want to turn off those lights up there. For one thing, we need them for signal devices in your night. And it's our only way of visible, physical, tangible acknowledgement to you ones. I want the silly stories outside this room to stop. I want the silliness to stop when ones are in this room. You have been told since the onset of this program in this group, it is not for fun. And I've allowed it to go on. I've allowed Victor Strange to be in here giving of erroneous, stupid information to the very ones impacted by the flaky starship story. Because you had to grow above that. And I knew it wouldn't blow them out forever. Because I knew that Jim Crawford, for instance, was not as sophisticated as he appeared. And they need help. And when it gets down to fundamental truth, they will also recognize it. And be able to cast aside the rest of it. I have to let you blunder so that you can see. People learn from error. A child learns to walk by falling down. He learns to balance by picking himself up and falling down again, and then he gets better at it. He learns to pick up an object with his fingers by missing it 150 times. But once he can do it, he will never miss it again until he has brain damage. That's growth. That is why when you read these stupid stories that say Fergie's little baby at 2 weeks wrote light in his blocks. Bullshit. The Master Jesus couldn't do it. Mentally, maybe. They come with everything. But the curtain begins to come down pretty damn fast. But there is no two-week-old baby who has hand coordination in the human physical form that can do it. It cannot reach out there and pick up the block. It gets earlier and earlier, but it's not 2 weeks yet. And no one in these outer atmospheres would be allowing that kind of information to come forth unto this world yet. It is not destined to come through the elite and the royalty and the popular ones. We would not blow our cover with such stupidity. You have to evaluate everything that comes into your attention with wisdom. Do not take everything at face value.
Let me turn the tape.